Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to go back to my announcements before I began church, just as a segue, but it's an important thing to share with the congregation. Last week, we obviously did not have our regular worship routine that we normally do. We did have two positive cases in the congregation last week. I can tell you that those who had the exposure to that one individual, we've all tested negative. Also, in addition to that, we're pretty confident that from the beginning of the pandemic, there has been no one's been exposed at church from the very beginning. So that's a praise to the Lord, but also a praise to the leaders of the congregation that have helped to keep us safe here at Peace Lutheran Church. Just wanted to share that. And the most important of all that is this: the two people that tested positive are on a road to recovery. And that's the greatest thing, really, to have solidarity with them. Dear friends, we're taking a look at the fifth habit here, the being challenge. You know, one thing that I'm thinking about is that we have a great interest in insta-fix solutions for the problems that we have in life. Can you think of an insta-fix, the time that you've looked for an insta-fix solution for a problem that you have? I remember early years in ministry when I got a phone call from someone, a couple, that said that they were going to get a divorce. I was shocked with that phone call because I wasn't expecting it to come from this couple that I knew pretty well. And then they went on to share with me that they would drive by the church one last time before signing the paperwork to follow through with that plan of theirs. That's pressure. Now I share that story not to tell you how that story ended, but I share that story to maybe get at something that we oftentimes do. We oftentimes look for an insta fix when everything is just going just off. Don't we do that, or aren't we doing it right now? Looking for something to insta fix the problems that we have. You know, something to fix the broken relationships that we're experiencing. You just take it and it's just better instantly. Something to fix COVID very quickly, overnight, or any disease for that matter. Something, an insta fix to take care of the supply chain problems and the worker shortages that we're seeing all throughout the community and here in Benton County and throughout our country. That's a challenge. Something that could instantly fix the strife and discord that's been in the country over, let's say, the last year and a half. Something to fix the problems. Darren Hardy has a quote from his book, The Compound Effect. I wanted to show it here this morning. Joyce, if you can go ahead and transition to the slide. I want to read this to you. His name's Darren Hardy, and his book is The Compound Effect. He says this. I just want to see if you agree or disagree. He says, we've been socialized to believe in the fairy tale endings found in movies and to believe in the lies of overnight success. For many of us, we've lost sight of good, old-fashioned, hard work, slow, but steady, consistent steps in the right direction. Do you agree with that, what Mr. Hardy says here in his book? I hear nods. Well, this week in the Being Challenge, we're being introduced to a formula that I want to put up also to guide my conversation, my sermon here this morning. It's from day 34, which is today, pretty much. The formula reads this way: small, smart choices plus consistency plus time equals radical difference. Small, smart choices, consistency plus time equals a radical difference. I think Jesus would agree with this statement, and I think that's the point that he's getting across in our gospel text from John chapter 12, when Jesus says this: if anyone serves me, they must follow me, that where I am, they also may be a servant as well, he says.